Okay, we're live, and welcome to the show, those who are listening now or those who will listen later. And I'm super excited. Amy is back. She does her show's always about leaving a legacy. For now, it's always about that, I'm sure. Amy, welcome to the show. It's actually going to be your show. Yeah, it's actually going to be your show one day. So you got a good we were talking about what you wanted to talk about and things that were inspiring you. And so take us on that journey. What do you want to talk today about leaving a legacy?
Talk about a journey. These past, I guess, month, I think, since we last spoke, I was going to New Zealand. I have since gone to New Zealand and returned, and it seems learning a lot more. And some of the thoughts of talking today was, you know, the interesting thought of not just leaving a legacy. When you think of a legacy, it's something positive or something good.
Right.
I've been seeing along and talking with people, and even within my own family, of just a negative legacy. And if you get to the point where you have a chance to reevaluate, whether that's age or sickness, can you redo it? Is it too late?
Changing your legacy, right? So from negativity to positivity, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Okay. And I think we also touch base of just a legacy is not so much just the tangible things in life.
Okay. Like, what is he going to leave me? When,
right.
What is my, okay, family heritage?
Right.
Yeah.
It's also maybe connections and actions that could have been done different or you'd like to go back and do different. Is it too late?
Right. Okay. Do you think so? I mean, what do you think? Do you think it's too late to do it different, to get rid of the anger? I always think that when something challenging happens or negative circumstances, do you get better or do you get better? Is that what you're saying? Something about like that?
I don't think it's too late. That's what I feel like I'm learning right now. I think you still have a chance to honor your true words or your heart. Honor who you want it to be or could be, but maybe out of disobedience of, you know, not going against what your parents advised you to do, what the world or society had suggested, this is what you need to do. I think we fall in that a lot of this can't be. Rather it's, you know, your family, your culture, society, the pressures of the world.
Okay. So you said something about what you're meant to be. Like, let's say, and I think you were talking to me about this last night. Your dad, my dad, did your dad do what your grandfather did? Did my dad do the same? I know I was talking to a couple other people about it. So a family business, family legacy, is that what you're talking about too, of doing what you know you're supposed to do versus doing what you're meant to do?
Correct. Yes. That's exactly like what we're talking about. And I think, for instance, like my father fell in the footsteps of his father, construction, him having three brothers, they sort of kind of joined alignment and yet still, say, 40-odd years later, one has separated from the construction industry and one went on to, you know, continue building a solid foundation corporation and the other stayed independently doing their own gig, not so much building a business or an office location. They were just on the go. Their businesses were on the go.
Okay. Wow. All right. So that's interesting. So when we have our children, because you really caught me with that one. We have our children. Do we want them to we want them to be successful, right? So we think we know what's good for them, right? What they're supposed to be. Maybe we look at it instead of saying that what they're meant to be. That's a tough one, right?
Yeah, and I think just as a parent, you're a parent, I'm a parent, of the things that we say to our kids or guide our kids, don't do that, you can't do that, or you can do that. You know, how often do we say, yes, you can? You know, you can do anything you set your mind to. You can do anything your heart desires. Generations back, if you're talking about like when I was a child and my parents, of what I feel that our society is lacking now is this this obedience to what, if you believe in the Ten Commandments, or just honoring your parents and your father and taking their advice, listening to them, or just really maybe perhaps even stop and reflecting what their life was and their pattern. And sure. And when I do that with my own parents, I've come to this realization that my life could have been completely different. Both of my parents were very obedient to their father, to what their family's needs and requests were.
Okay.
You know, you staying close to the family, or the family helps you out, you help out the family, you all work together, take care of each other. My father, being the oldest, had to start working at a very young age to help support his parents and take care of the siblings. That was an extra body in the house. And a lot of younger generations did that. You know, they went into the farming or started working. And if you even go further back in generations, you know, that's why so many families wanted the boys, because they were, you know, hands or workers to work the land. You did what your parents asked and were told to do, versus in today's generation, there is a lack of that with parents, children honoring what their parents asked or need or say. But I'm learning that part of this legacy is, even though you, like saying my parents, even though they honored some of the requests of what their parents had advised them to do, had they just followed their heart, followed their gut, even my life would be different.
Give me an example of that. Yeah, I want to hear an example of that. Your life would be different if they followed their gut, their heart, maybe? And
right. Like their own personal wishes. Like, for instance, just with both of my parents, you know, you hear stories, and my parents are divorced, been divorced my whole life. There's one story that just sticks out of my parents got married and they went to New Mexico picking cotton. My father ended up getting a job opportunity to move to Alaska. Never heard this story until my father got ill, and going to my mother to confirm this, and it was a fact. Well, they were leaving New Mexico, coming back, and their car broke, and my mother ended up getting pregnant with their firstborn, my oldest sister, and life changed. And my grandmother, just being a mother, is how I can envision this, of just wanting you to be here and stay here. We'll help you with the family. My dad going out being the breadwinner, working with his father, helping the family, like I said, just and his siblings and whatnot. They ended up staying, and they didn't go back to New Mexico, even though still to this day, 50 years later, they both wish they did. And had they gone back and my father pursued this job opportunity, I would have necessarily been born on another side of the world, or country for sure. I mean, state for sure, Alaska. So it's interesting. Of their whole journey together as a young couple, newly married, starting a family.
So let me get this right, okay, because that's interesting, and I know people are going to relate to this. So your dad had this great job opportunity going to Alaska, right, and working for, I'm assuming, a big company, and doing what he loved and loving what he did. And he was never a farmer guy. I know he's a hard worker. I get that. And he did work hard his whole life. But he wasn't passionate about working the land and farming it, correct?
Right. Yeah, that wasn't his passion. Yeah, that wasn't his passion. He didn't want to do that his whole life.
Okay. So he wasn't his passion. So they go back to New Mexico, and then they're going to go to Alaska. I mean, go back to Texas, and then they're going to New Mexico to do this great job. And your grandmother your grandmother talked to your mom and says, hey, you need to stay here, right? We need to help you with the baby. And,
right, I'm paraphrasing, and I could, you know, hear. It's also back in that time where you had midwives and the women were home and they built a community
sure.
to help support and take care. And I'm sure, you know, it was part of my mother being young and, you know, needing to stay. It's her first child and firstborn. And
it's a way of life.
Things. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, I'm not judging it. I'm observing it. So, but your dad, so that's a, and you could have had a different dynamic. Or maybe this is a better choice. I don't know. And neither do you. I don't think what you're saying.
Exactly.
But it could have been a lot different. And your dad, you felt like your parents would have been happier together going to Alaska? Or do you have a thought on that? Or do you feel like they were as happy there as they were supposed to be in this lifetime? What's your thoughts on that, the legacy?
I almost feel like they probably would still be together had life not happened. And I think the other part of legacy is that sometimes we do things of, oh, you know, I can't do that, or we can't do that, or I guess even me being a single parent now, one of the big things is, you know, going out in the world and dating, and whether someone's older or younger, it's like age is just a number. If you really are able to psychologically process so many societal rules of just following your heart, following your passion. But it's hard, even in today's society, what we deal with is just in the dating world. It's completely different of what you do and what you don't do, what you should do and what you shouldn't do. I think it's a little bit of that, just different times. And yet, just like you said, it's just hard to think for me, if I sit here and think differently, I would have never traveled the path I have to even experience or meet the people that I have met. I would have met a whole different realm of people probably, and who would be the father to my own children even at that.
Right.
I don't feel like there's regrets, but I think also, like I said, when my father fell ill, he's doing better. It just brought to the attention of, is there a time now through your life and what you built and what you're leaving as a legacy, is there times that you can go back and emotionally correct some of that? And does that bring healing as well as part of your legacy, that in the end you might have lived life this way, but confessing that these were your dreams and your hopes and what you had wished it to be, and verbalizing
right.
that. Is there has to be, in my understanding now, is there is some healing in that, and yet power in leaving the truth behind from your heart
okay.
to those that, you know, are left behind, your children.
Right. Wow, that's good. You know what? You know, we only had a 15-minute show today. I'm so sorry, Amy. I thought that I hit 30, but it doesn't matter.
Great.
Yeah, so you made an impact. So maybe it's not wherever you live, Alaska, Texas, Timbuktu, it's just important that you live, right? Live with joy and love. Right?
Yes.
Maybe.
Or in the end that you profess that you live the life you want it to.
Yeah. Yeah,
or profess where you want it to, and it just didn't end up that way, and that's okay too.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Amy usually has a 30-minute show, and I screwed up, so sorry about that, people. It's all good, but you got to get some good points across, and that's good. And your dad, yeah, we will definitely pick it up next week. So your dad is he's better. You guys are connecting, and your family's connecting, and that's a good thing. And it's in Texas instead of Alaska, but the most important thing is that you guys are working together and connecting, right? A little bit, kind of, sort of?
Yes.
Good. All right, everybody, you take care. We'll talk to you next Thursday. And Amy's got some wonderful stuff to chat about. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Have a great day.
You too.